Joining me live in studio today from Ozar House, located in Aetna, Sarah Collins, the new executive director for Ozar House, and the big banquet tomorrow night, fundraiser banquet for Ozar House. Sarah, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well. Thanks for having us here.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming in today to tell us about the fundraiser and what Ozar House provides. Some really great and important services for the local community here. So first off, let's get to know you. Tell us about your background. How long have you been with Ozar House?
Yeah, so I've been with Ozar House about 3 years. Started off with client services, and now I am privileged to be the executive director.
Very cool. And you've been the executive director for how long?
About 2 years.
Two years now. Okay, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. What led you to join Ozar House? What was your background before then that led to you getting involved in this?
Yeah, honestly, don't have a great background that led to it. I have a background in hospitality and as a stay-at-home mom. But I have a love for people. And so I feel like that is what drew me to Ozar House, just the desire to connect with women and strengthen families and just be there to connect and make relationships and work with people.
Well, being a stay-at-home mom prepares you for a lot. So I will say that's a pretty good background. So Ozar House, tell us about the services that are provided there.
Yeah, so we have quite a few different services at Ozar House. You know, the main reason that we exist is to support men and women facing unplanned pregnancies. So we really want to support them. We want to support their families. And then by extension, we really would just want to support families in general in Star Valley. So we kind of do that in a variety of ways. If you feel like you might be pregnant, we do offer free pregnancy testing. If that test comes back positive, we're ready to talk about your options with you. It can be really scary to face any kind of an unplanned event, but an unplanned pregnancy especially can be really scary. So we want to help just create a time and a space where you can think through your options. You know, what would life look like in 5 years, 5 days, or 5 years, 5 weeks, 5 months from now, depending on the choices that you make. So we just really want to make sure that we provide honest information, help you make a good decision. Then beyond that, we can help you obtain a free limited obstetric ultrasound. So that would pretty much just date a pregnancy, make sure that it's healthy, located in the right part of your body, just to continue to grow. And then we offer our one-on-one parenting classes, material support, and then something we often forget to talk about are, the idea that if you've had a pregnancy loss, whether it be through an abortion or a miscarriage, you may be carrying some grief with you that you would like some healing from. And so we have advocates that are ready to walk beside you for that.
You know, the great thing I love about everything you said is when you're in that situation, it's scary. And sometimes you don't know the best person to turn to, or you don't feel like you can turn to anybody. Nobody has, you know, this is a great resource because it's a judge-free zone, right?
Yeah, and it
so
is.
Regardless of the age or the circumstances, people can go there.
Absolutely. And one of the things we really want to make sure everyone knows is all of our services are free. We don't charge for any of it. We don't work with insurance companies. None of that's a requirement. We also have no income requirements. So anyone who could use our services is welcome. Also, we do operate at a very high level of confidentiality. So anything that happens within our clinic stays within our clinic.
And it's not just for the mother. If the father's still in the picture, there's a lot of resources there as well, right?
Absolutely, yes. I have a man who is ready and willing to mentor and walk beside any father that just wants to up their parenting game. Yeah.
Absolutely. In studio this morning is Sarah Collins. She's the executive director of Ozar House, located in Aetna. Of course, these are all great services that all cost a little money to provide, right? And so you need some community support, thus tomorrow night's banquet. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So tomorrow night we're hosting our annual fundraiser banquet. It's going to be happening at the Thane Community Center this year. So if you've come in the past, you'll want to go to Thane this year, not Aetna. It will start at 5:00. We have a silent auction. Lots of very generous community donors have given us lots of items to auction. So we have things for men, things for women. We have lots and lots of dining gift certificates. People have been very generous. So our silent auction opens at 5:00. We will serve dinner at 6:00. It's a catered dinner by Rocky Mountain Lodge. And then we have a short program. Our keynote speaker this year is Marty Halverson with Wyoming Right to Life. So she's always fun to listen to, and I'm sure she has a lot of good information.
Marty always does.
Yep,
always
we're
does.
We're very excited to
have
her.
That's a great speaker. Absolutely. What is the cost to participate?
Yeah, so it's free for anyone that would like to attend. We just ask that you let us know that you're coming because we will set up tables. So You can RSVP at friendsofozarhouse.org, or you can call or text. The number's 307-880-2927. Just let us know to expect you. And if there's a group of people that would like to attend, even last minute, if you'll just let me know your group, I'll try to get you all at a table together and you can enjoy a nice evening.
Perfect. And we do have the registration info in the newspaper this week and also on our website. But friendsofozarhouse.org is the website, correct? Yep. Tell us more about the website and the resources you have on there for people that maybe are looking at using some of these resources but aren't ready to quite talk to somebody yet.
Yeah, actually, we have a great website. We have lots of information underneath the blog tab where you really can just get information. You know, if you need information and you're not quite ready to come forward and ask for it, we have lots of information on our website about different pregnancy options and just to kind of help you start thinking through those. We also have put a widget on our website. I've learned so much about widgets. But we have a widget on our website that will connect you to a nurse 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so you have access to that and you can ask those questions fairly anonymously. They may ask for your name, but it's just so they can be personal. We don't keep records of that. So you can talk to a nurse and she can get you really good information in your hands. So, yeah.
Sarah Collins, Executive Director of Ozar House in studio this morning. Great resource for the community. The fundraiser banquet tomorrow night. Doors open at 5:00 and the dinner served at 6:00, auction dinner, and all proceeds go to help Ozar House provide these significant and important resources in the community. Sarah, anything we missed about Ozar House or the banquet tomorrow night?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Sarah Collins in studio. And again, you can find more details in this week's Star Valley Independent and online at svinews.com. It's all part of the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network.